At the center of the federal government shutdown is President Donald Trump's proposal for a steel border wall. The project is being pitched as a big opportunity for steel companies. But as 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins explains, while Trump's proposal promises growth for the industry, steel is caught in the shutdown too.
The Edgar Thomson Steel Mill in Braddock is the only mill left in the Pittsburgh region that's capable of taking raw iron ore and turning it into finished steel. Back in 2016, Donald Trump pledged to help the steel industry with economic policies that would build new mills in western Pennsylvania and across the country. Manufacturing employment has increased, but the government shutdown and the border wall that's at the heart of it may have impacts of their own.
Listen, if I build a wall and the wall is made out of steel instead of concrete, I think people will like that.
That was Trump earlier this month during the government shutdown.
And here's the other good thing. I'll have it done by the United States Steel Corporation, by companies in our country that are now powerful, great companies again. And they've become powerful over the last 2 years because of me and because of our trade policies.
Not surprisingly, the steel industry supports the president's choice of building materials.
Steel is the right material to make such a barrier. It's durable, strong. And steel is readily available.
Tom Gibson is the president of the American Iron and Steel Institute. He's familiar with designs for a steel wall. So how would the proposal impact the industry? Here come the numbers. American steel companies produce somewhere between 90 and 100 million tons of steel a year. And Gibson says a 1,000-mile-long border wall would require 3 million tons of steel, an order he says the industry would love to fill. But
the reality of it is the impact is going to be relatively minor.
John Packard is the president and CEO of Steel Market Update, an industry publication. He says because the wall could take years to build, companies won't need to open a lot of new steel mills.
It's not like going out to Home Depot and buying a wire fence and sticking it in your yard and next day you have it. This is more of a months, years long process. Then the impact on the industry becomes less and less critical.
Meanwhile, another Trump policy, a 25% tariff on imported steel, is already having an impact. The tariffs help U.S. Steel, which owns the Edgar Thomson Works in Braddock. But other American manufacturers that rely on imports have had to apply for tariff exemptions. That application process is at a standstill because of the shutdown. So the border wall could help the industry. But the shutdown it's caused has hurt other metal manufacturers.
I had a conversation with the CEO of a company that had filed for an exclusion almost a year ago, and his attorneys were telling him that they should get a response during the month of January, and I have to assume at this particular point it's now going to be sometime in February. So there's another month gone by that he's in limbo.
Carrie Trito teaches economics at the University of Pittsburgh and says if the wall gets built, tariffs will cost taxpayers too.
So here we go. Here's the quantity of steel. Here's our price of steel.
She draws a graph to explain how Trump's tariffs also raise the price for steel made in the U.S.
One of the things that people often misunderstand about tariffs is they assume that the tariffs will only raise the price of imported steel, but tariffs raise the price of the product both domestically and from the imported sources.
That means if a steel border wall is built, it will cost American taxpayers more than if the tariffs were never put in place. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.